Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we talk about what's obviously most critically, crucially important.
Today on This Is Important.
If you guys cybered right now, I think that would be kind of harmless. Like if I were to cyber with any of you guys.
That kid threw a man down the stairs and killed him. Fuck that kid.
Soft dick BJs with the nuts involved. Is that a thing?
And I don't know, workaholics? God damn it, Kyle! Strap in.
Okay.
Wow.
You gotta get it all out before the big pod.
Is this how we're starting the pod?
Yeah. I got a little something in my throat.
You know those weird ASMR people that are gonna like hate our podcast?
And we're back.
It's too much. Ooh.
I feel like we're always gargling on something, always slurping something down, always munchy.
No, but see, that's the thing that the ASMR people love. We're giving them exactly what they want. What?
Is there like a gross AMSR where people go just to hear like disgusting noise? Like just
yeah, like slime falling and shit like that. Oh, like human disgusting noises?
Yeah.
I don't know that there is for sure, but there's everything. So whatever question, is there a, there is, it's out there, and the internet has pulled back the curtain.
It exists, someone's making millions.
So true.
That's what's so cool about like society today is even like 10 years ago it wasn't like this, is now you can, your weird thing could be like, I just love the smell of my, of a person's like inner ear hole.
Right.
And then there's also like 100,000 other weirdos out there that are like, yeah, I also, and if you have video every day, if you like going up and asking to sniff people's ear holes and you videotape it and put it online, you're a 100 millionaire.
Yeah. You got a house in Malibu. Yep.
You're the richest man alive.
And there's also a convention for it where you can all gather and see the products.
That's the big win.
EarCon.
Earhole con.
That's when you can actually do the smelling. That's when people are really getting in on that little fetish right there.
Right, get your booth.
I want to smell it.
Can I say that that one thing that I hate that in the podcast world is very prevalent is when people say, hey, got some magic for your ear holes.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Yeah, people say ear holes all the time. Like
ear holes.
And I think that's why I had ear hole on the brain there.
You've been podcasting out?
Yeah, I've been listening to some casts.
I just listened to us. That's it.
Oh, see, you got to study.
Yeah, you got to study the greats.
That's why Durs listens to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, get them.
Which makes me think we need to come up with some kind of murder we can solve or something.
We have to.
Yeah, there's a weird murder mystery on our podcast.
Yeah, do any of you guys know anybody who was murdered that is unsolved?
I don't think so.
I murdered that case of beer this weekend, you know.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Happy birthday.
Yeah, it was my barf day this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Congrats.
I posted about it. Got no heart, got no comment.
Oh, I didn't see.
Hey, Adam, how old are you telling people in Hollywood you are?
I went up an age. I'm 47.
you're up.
Yeah, I went older. Yeah.
A lot of people say, I'm younger.
I actually just turned 37, but I'm telling people 47. That way, people are like, damn, he looks really good.
That's smart.
But if they don't say that, you're fucked. Yeah. You are, aren't you?
Yeah, that seems right.
And you'll get your cool King of Queens show that is going to be so good. Right. Adam's going to have to be the best sitcom TV dad.
I actually am like kind of excited for like 10 years from now, if there are sitcoms in 10 years from now, to like go and do like a classic sitcom where I just basically do an impression of my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Where I'm just like, yeah.
Where's the rump roast?
Nice.
I was about to cook.
Who's hungry?
That's your catchphrase, who's hungry?
Yeah, who's hungry? Yeah, baby.
I like that.
Nice.
There's 10 seasons there.
I'm tuning in. This could be my new, what's the Tim Allen show? Last Man Standing, R.I.P.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
You're the Urkel. Yeah. You're the weird neighbor that shows up and goes, did I do weed?
Adam, I just want to direct the pilot, bro. That's it.
Yeah, hey, you're in.
Then I'm fucking out, though. I'm doing the pilot, then I'm out.
Well, you guys are my only friend, so you guys will... This is the whole cast right here.
How about Kyle? I'll do the pilot to get all the monies, and then I'm leaving you.
Yeah.
Aww, yeah, that's his new thing. He thinks it's like this new idea. But yeah, that's the goal for everything, Kyle. You do one and then collect checks.
Yeah, no, I was saying that to be mean to Adam, but
I would like for us all to just work together and have a great working relationship together and have a spinoff other TV show that basically workaholics, but you know, isn't, and we're old in 10 years.
Dude.
Let me be the tall Brad Garrett guy.
Oh man, you would crush.
Yeah, you'll be the next door neighbor best friend who my wife wants me to be the best friend with. And then Blake is my old school best friend that my wife doesn't want around and thinks is a bad influence.
Yep.
And then you guys are both always vying for to see who's you know, gonna barbecue with me and shit.
It writes itself.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Really, that's great.
And it rolls off the tongue and it
damn.
You really buy the pitch in the room. It's,
yeah.
It's gold.
I can already see the blocking. It's fantastic. You in the middle nice. And them on either side of you, you know, it's going to be great.
Yeah, baby.
I mean, if we had our own barbecue sauce we could sell, like, I mean.
Oh,
you know.
I'm back in. I'll do a couple more eps.
Multi-platinum. No, fuck you. You said you were filming the pilot and you were out.
Yeah, but that's because I got to come in and be the other actor. Right, Adam?
Okay.
Oh, and then you want to come up and just do a little recipe notes?
Well, you just play Carl the drug dealer. You're the exact same character from Workaholics.
Reprise.
It's in Rancho Cucamonga, for sure.
It's in universe, but we play different characters, but Carl
Dude,
like that.
That's awesome.
That's some fucking, what's his name, Josh Brolin shit?
I'll circle back to that.
How weird would it be if we did Workaholics, but 15 years later, and it's now a true sitcom, and we play the same characters? I'd tune in.
I'm in.
Have they ever done that?
I think it would be great.
Yeah.
Have they ever done that?
People?
Big Hollywood.
Didn't they just do that with like Fuller House?
Fuller House.
Fuller House and the Connors.
Yeah, but that's the exact same.
It's kind of in fashion.
No, we're saying
hey,
go from.
Kyle, you dumb fuck. I'm saying.
What am I missing?
We're not in the same house. They're going back to the same locales. We don't live there no more.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
We have different lives. I got a wife. I got two. One cute.
We didn't even write that part yet. How was I supposed to
know
that?
I got a wife. I got two.
Well, one kid's really cute.
Oh.
One, I want just a fucking dumb, ugly brick of a kid.
Do you play that kid too?
That's cool.
Like Martin Lawrence style?
Yeah, we little man my face onto one of them. He's like, I love you.
So are we going from single cam to multi cam as well?
And you're not playing the same characters.
No, Kyle, keep up, buddy. No,
we're playing the same characters. It's just a different format.
It's a different format, Kyle. If you're going to direct the pilot, you got to be engaged.
Hold on. No, wait. What? Well, this is why I'm directing it, because we're talking about a couple different things here. Are you talking about playing Blake, Adam, and Durs? Or are you talking about playing Adam, the married guy?
Well, we are. And guess what? Adam DeMamp got married. I tricked one.
Okay.
I tricked one into marrying Adam DeMamp.
Okay, so it's Adam DeMamp, same character.
Yes.
He got demarried.
Okay. He got demarried.
And Durs is the next door neighbor, but it's Durs.
Kyle, you're off the project.
You're off the project, man.
You're off.
No. It's claymation now. We're avoiding you at all costs.
If I'm going to be involved, it has to be solid. So we have to have these discussions. Okay?
Yeah, you're not. It's not solid, and you're off the project.
Oh, it's going to be soft. Okay.
Yeah,
it's going to be liquidy and slippery.
We decided this is a liquid poo of an idea, okay? It's going to slip right through our fingers.
I like it.
Much like poo does.
Adam, stop.
Adam, stop.
We don't need more. But you know what I mean, right? The poo slip.
Nope. Much like poo does.
Huh.
But I do think it would be very cool to come back and revisit that idea.
That's a cool outside perspective. I appreciate. Please wait outside.
Did you guys ever have any experience doing a on-set multicam?
No.
Oh, yeah?
Quit acting like you don't know, dude. We're the only guys each other talks to. We know that you're the big star of multicam. We get it. Quit trying to flex on us,
dude.
What did you do?
I'm just saying it's a mind fuck. I did that that pilot, what was it called? It was called like Fam or Fam or some shit. Mm-hmm. It was hard to wrap my head around what the fuck was happening.
Oh, yeah.
Acting.
Yeah, acting was happening, so it was hard for you. Get them.
No, it's hella weird.
And action.
I wish I had the soundboard so I could give myself a yeah, baby.
Damn, where the... Yeah, my happened? Shit's unplugged right now.
Oh, what? Dude, soundboardless.
Are you out of your mind? You have one job.
We're fucking soundboardless?
They have to give me the go-ahead before I can soundboard the shit.
We started recording a little bit too early today.
Yeah,
but
you guys are all so excited to get started and chit-chat.
Or Blake wasn't ready.
I was.
Wasn't ready. We have a certain time that we start every
I'm
week.
Always ready, baby. Come on.
All right. Well, tell us about Fam and...
Well, it was just... It's a totally different process because you treat it like a live show, but mm-hmm. you're still retaking takes and shit. It's just such a weird way to do television.
It's so it's like doing stand-up, but then after they already know the joke. So you've already done the joke, and then you have to run it back, and the audience has to be like, ah, not as funny. We just heard that shit.
Yeah, but that's where you get the audience to engage in their theatrics. Like when we would do House Party, you ask them.
That's when the audience leans into it.
You got to do the thing where you talk to them.
You say, all right, guys, pretend like this is the first time you've heard this joke and you think it's the funniest thing ever. And then you get a better reaction on camera.
Yeah, I would come out for the House Party show that Kyle and I did. I would come out when we needed to redo takes and I would just like scream at the audience like, I need some energy.
Yeah.
Turns out they are excited. They're excited to be on camera. You know, they're excited to.
It just becomes the funniest thing they've ever heard.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But then you're living a lie. It's all
the fox.
What now?
One more time, Blake.
Yeah.
The fox.
Sorry, man. I got
the
board.
The fox. That was Beavith.
Oh, this sucks.
So, well, this was a bad soundboard cue. Okay.
Yeah.
That was the inner monologue of the audience after seeing a joke seven times and pretending to laugh.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah, but no, they love it because they're fucking in it, dude. They're acting at that point. They're like, I'm a part of the show.
But they're trying to be heard.
It's like when you're in Universal Studios and you get pulled out to be in part of the stage. It's like you're there.
Yeah. No, it's different. It is different, Kyle, because in a comedy show, you're flipping on the audience and you're showing reaction. When you're doing these multicams, those are ghost people. You never see
them. Whoa, that would be so sick if a fucking multicam showed the audience laughing, dude.
Like just exploding with laughter at the fucking Roseanne
joke.
That
would be the fucking sickest.
Hey, I noticed we're filming a lot of the audience and not so much at the show anymore.
This is what you get when you hire me, all right? This is what we're doing for the pilot, man. Claymation. This would be so badass.
The fox.
So explain to the audience who maybe isn't hip to this Hollywood lingo, Blake, about single cams and multicams.
No way. Make Kyle the director do it. Come on.
Kyle, okay, you're a big Hollywood director, Kyle.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Thank you, Adam. Thank you.
Explain what a difference between multicam and single cam.
Well, multicam is the sitcoms that we grew up on, our generation, like Roseanne, where you hear a live studio audience laughing in the background. Normally a few...
Shout out to John Goodman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now we do something called single cam. Normally what you see out on location, like Arrested Development, was single camera.
And I don't know, workaholics? God damn it, Kyle!
Hello!
In workaholics, we would shoot with two or three cameras. So it's more about the setting than it is the actual cameras, you fucking idiot.
But you're lit for one side as if you're using one camera, whereas multicam, you're lit for all the cameras.
That is so not true, but it's cool that you think that.
Wow.
Oh, good for you.
Enlightened.
Well, now you shoot single cameras and you can do something called cross shooting, which you're aware of for improv-ing.
Oh, did you ever do that on Workaholics or not?
I did. I absolutely did.
Huh. When was that? Boys, did you see it often
very
enough?
Very rarely. Very rarely.
It's really about the audience or not.
Yes.
And about the simplicity of the blocking or what you're doing with the cameras.
But that's not correct either, because I shot a pilot called How I Met Your Father, or I think it was called How I Met Your Dad, and it never happened. And it was a multicam.
Oh, yeah. We were all stoked for you for that, because it was like, How I Met Your Mother is such a huge show. And then they're going to make How I Met Your Dad. And we're like, oh, that's going to go a million seasons. And Durs is going to be our richest friend.
We were hoping you were going to get cash money.
Yeah, bro.
I thought you were going to have like a fucking hot air balloon that you take us out on the weekends and shit.
Yeah, it turns
Sorry,
out.
Dude.
What were you? What,
turns yeah. out, no.
This is a rough one for us, man.
Yeah, that was a shit show. They recast somebody while we were filming it, like midweek. They kept changing sets based on this one character's job. It was like a fucking hospital one day, and then it was like a lawyer's office the next day. And we're like, oh, sick. Santino. That's where I really met Andrew Santino, who I just want to notate.
The homie.
Just want to notate. I believe on the charts today, we're at 150. He's at 152.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he
Where you at?
Is two levels beneath
Below.
Us. Yes. We are.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. That's important.
Obviously, a more successful, much more successful podcast.
Right.
We are.
We are a successful podcast, guys. I'm proud of us.
I am too.
And we got a little hit. We got a hit.
I still think we need to solve a murder to really get up our numbers, but
I agree.
Gotta figure out who's been murdered.
I'm getting a lot more DMs. More people were sliding in the DMs. And from the podcasts that have come out so far,
really?
No chicks. I was thinking, oh, I might see booby photos again like I did the first few seasons of Workaholics. It doesn't happen any longer. Now I just get really horny gay dudes.
Okay.
Really?
Do you guys get horny gay dudes or...
Thank you, God!
I got one.
Oh, I get every day. I get a handful, just like a handful of horny gay dudes that are like, I would swallow your dick hole, dick and balls.
They'd swallow your dick hole or your dick hole?
My dick and balls hole.
Entirely.
Put your dick hole in my ear hole.
That's cool.
Can anyone do that where they get the whole dick and the balls?
Yeah, for sure.
Can anyone do that? We already told you, Durs, if you can think.
It can be done. Well,
I'm not saying there's not somebody who's into trying it. I'm saying, is it humanly possible?
Oh, I guarantee
it. Of course. If you think about it, it just depends on the size of the, you know, the wow, wow.
Oh, I guess, yeah. If you have a super tiny dick, you could just
if
go.
If you had a tiny wink wow.
Also, if it's hard or not, like it doesn't.
Yeah!
We're not specifying if it's got to be hard or soft. If it's soft, I'm sure you can fit most dicks and balls in your mouth.
I'm still going to send it.
Is that going to be my new thing, just watching soft dick BJs with the nuts involved? Is that a thing?
Like, you tell us.
Is that your thing?
Yeah!
If you can dream it, it's on the net, baby.
When I was in high school, I was, maybe not even in high school, it might have been eighth grade, I think. And a girl that went to another school, we started instant messaging each other, AOL style. Mm-hmm. And she really wanted to see, and it was her, and no, it might have been her and like 10 of her friends, but she really wanted to see my limp dick go from a limp dick to a hard dick. And by the way,
what?
Yeah, no one has ever even seen my dick by eighth grade. Like my dick was just, it was just me and my own. And
she wanted to see this.
Newcomer. That's
pretty good. And then I saw her at like a soccer game or like some football game or some shit. And it was so awkward because she like came and sat by me and she's like, so, and I'm like thinking like, am I going to have to show this girl my limp dick?
like
go behind a dumpster and show her my limp penis.
Right. Sure.
Romantic.
There's no dumpsters here. Sorry.
Sorry. And I was so glad that she didn't broach the subject. Because that would have been it.
Because she didn't know what you were talking about because you hadn't been talking to her.
Right, exactly.
You've been talking to her big brother who was exploring himself. Yep.
No, well, because we didn't know each other beyond just instant messaging. Like all we
Right, that's when you had, think about it, that's when you had one family computer and if like you had a sleepover or something, there was you plus a gang of your homies talking to whoever you were talking to.
Absolutely.
Same thing was happening on the other side of that instant message.
Oh, cyber sex was the shit.
Yo, do you cyber needs to be the fucking merch.
I want to cyber so bad again. It was so fun to cyber.
I'll cyber with you.
That would be tight.
I can be anybody.
I would. My whole thing was is I would go into a chat room and then like lure like dudes and pretend I was a chick. And then like when it got to like the point of where it was getting hot, you'd be like, oh man, my dick is so hard. And then they'd be like, wait, you're a dude? And you're like, yeah, wait, what? Did I miscommunicate?
Were you by yourself or with your friends?
It varied.
This is something I cannot corroborate.
If you did this solo,
so this is not, I don't remember this. I've known Blake forever. I'm pretty sure this was a solo act of his.
Kyle, quit covering your tracks. You and Kyle were in his basement alone. Just
this is important.
Dude, I truly
it was fun.
Just luring guys.
It's funny, so I imagine we would do it, but like
the old bait and switch? Come on.
Yeah, no, I get it. But if you're doing a bait and switch on your own and like fist bumping yourself.
It's called trolling, man, and it for some of us it feels very good, and it's all we have.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Do you cyber?
ASL.
If you guys cybered right now, I think that would be kind of harmless. Like, if I were to cyber with any of you guys, it would be just like, you know, helping each other out.
I wonder if we have the most homoerotic podcast in the top 200 podcasts. I wonder if we are the most homoerotic.
Yeah, what's that category? Where do we rank in the homoerotic?
Yeah, we're up there. I'd say we're up there. After listening to the Marry, Fuck, Kill episode where you guys just went in depth on why you'd want to fuck me and Blake.
Yeah, I'm going in depth, all right.
Going in depth.
That was part of the game.
Yeah, I was thinking about that recently. Yeah. It's a good game. It's a good game once you get spinning on it.
I'm hitting that B spot.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeesh.
I got an old photo here that I found recently of Durs and I at a Margaritaville in Vegas. Let me see if I can. Look at those guys.
Oh, dude,
look at those guys.
I missed that shirt.
Damn.
I just dug up this bad boy. I remember we were doing a thing for MySpace TV. If anyone remembers that, which they shouldn't, because it was a billion years ago. But they paid us to do their first ever hidden camera show. So we did a hidden camera show called Special Delivery, which I was just talking about the other day randomly. And we lived in Vegas for like 3 weeks. And I remember hitting up this Margaritaville a handful of times. And that was right when Red Bull vodkas became a thing.
Hidden.
And me and Durs were full steam ahead on that train.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Durs in this picture is doing a classic like dad dance, like walk like an Egyptian. It looks like he's having King Tut.
Hey, no bullshit. I was doing that exact dance 20 minutes before we were on today.
Hey, it's a classic.
It's my go-to.
The walk like an Egyptian dance, that maneuver.
Yeah, some guys are just built to be dads, you know, and you're one of them.
Where did I get that shirt? I think it's like a Banana Republic, and I had it in two different colors.
Yeah, look how soft our skin looks. Our skin looks so supple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys look like you have cream cheese skin.
Yeah.
My eyes kind of look like that famous National Enquirer Bat Boy photo.
You know what I'm talking about? You do look like Bat Boy.
Yeah, of course. I believe they made a musical about Bat Boy.
Yeah. Oh, there's Batman. How about that, guys?
Hi, right, there you go.
And I was doing a dance move that I still will do when I reach peak level bro down drunk, when you're like, you're not trying to, you know, impress anyone. You're just with your dudes and you're acting straight silly, which is I do a move where I aggressively stir my drink.
Yes, I have seen that a few times.
Yeah, that's my go-to dance move.
That's a good one.
And then let's talk about when you're trying to impress people, the B-side of when you're not. What's the move?
Oh, what's the dance move when you're, that's a great question.
Well, then I go into, I revert to like, I'm a fourth grader and I'm at my aunt's wedding and I'm convinced that someone, did you guys ever do this or is this just me and my fucking psychotic head where I would imagine.
Cyber sex people? Oh.
That there's a professional dance scout in the audience at my aunt's wedding in Waterloo.
You're a true psychopath.
Wait, okay, but what's
the second
dance?
Who's that kid?
Yeah. And I was like,
hold the bouquet.
I would dance so hard until like every inch of me was sweating because I just danced for like 6 hours straight, just doing cartwheels, splits, thinking like they're about to approach any moment. It's the same sort of mindset as when you're practicing hoops as a kid and you're in your driveway and it's always the 3, 2, 1, and you shoot and you miss, but you get the rebound and they're like, there's still a second left. And then you like put it up, right. Then you miss again. And then there's like, oh, this is the very last second. And then you make it.
I like that analogy. I do not see how the dancing thing is the same, but I'm trying to follow.
I'm trying to win the game, dude.
I do like how everything in Adam's mind was for an audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes. You got
like, I was just shooting hoops.
Get the fuck out of here. You would
hit the game-winning shot? Come on.
You were never trying to win the game-winning shot, or it was 3-2-1, and
always. I wasn't.
Really?
I was never trying to impress people I thought would roll up or think would see me. I was trying to impress people that were, like, there. Mm. I didn't have, like, an imaginary, like...
An imagination. Okay.
Bill Cartwright himself is going to pull up.
You imagine this whole scenario that allows you to get ready for when the dance is real. You know what I mean?
You have
to put yourself in that. That's just a form of preparation, I think, like mental preparation.
I like that, Kyle. I like that.
I'm not talking. There's two different things we're talking about here. There's visualization about a race or a game. And then there's, I wonder if someone's going to discover me shooting hoops.
But what's the difference between the two? Honestly, when you
one
look at
is about
like,
you and the other is about the game and the fucking process.
They're both about you. One is about how you perform in the game and during and under the line when the moment counts. And the other one is when you're performing and there happens to be a scout out there that can give you the ticket and the keys to Hollywood. What's the difference?
I guess I would say I differentiate those two from the execution of something and you.
But the execution of a dance move is just like the execution of a three-pointer and a rebound.
I know, but I'm sorry.
This is exactly where I didn't want the conversation to go.
No, but I mean,
we're talking dance.
I'm super curious because it's like, to me, it feels like exactly the same thing.
I know, but my point is are you trying to nail the dance move to nail it? Or are you trying to nail the dance move so someone comes up to you and goes, hey, man, you nailed that dance move.
Can I just say that I know that I'm not a true psych.
Wait, what?
Hang on. I'm not a true psychopath, and I truly believe in Waterloo, Iowa, there's a professional dance scout who's going to find me. It's just a fun imaginary thing that I like to make up that helps me dance harder at Cindy's wedding.
Okay.
Right.
Because you think you will be discovered.
That's just a fun thing I'm doing in my imagination. Much like when I'm practicing shooting hoops, it's a fun thing to imagine that I'm hitting a game-winning shot and I'm Michael Jordan and it's, you know, the 1996 finals.
But in Adam's case, specifically in Adam's case, he came here and became a performer.
But he's not a dancer,
a professional
though.
Performer. He's not a dancer, is performing with eyes on him. That's his job.
Have I danced in movies, Blake?
You have. Multiple movies. Didn't you at the Oscars dance?
Emmys, I did a whole weird, very weird dance number.
Adam is a song and dance man. He is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a song and dance man. And it started there with the visualization at your aunt's wedding that some talent scout might be watching you.
So kids, don't be afraid. Don't listen to negative durs over there. There actually has to be a talent scout there in order to imagine it. You can just pretend and have a fun imagination.
You're missing the point.
Hold on. What point are we missing?
Look, you're imagining the payoff for something as opposed to getting it right.
What? No, he's not dancing to win. He's dancing for a purpose.
For attention.
Well, there was not one particular move. There was a lot of moves strung together.
Wait, what is the differential? Well, I don't understand where you are differentiating between sports and like entertainment. Like, what are you?
I didn't bring up dancing. You did.
No, I did.
But what is the difference between winning a game
and winning Step Up to the Streets, the TV show?
Yeah, and winning in entertainment, whatever those bars are. There's not an actual ribbon. There's not an actual judge. But what is the difference there?
The difference is he's doing it to be the guy who shoots the game-winning shot as opposed to just working on the shot and getting good at the shot and then going to be the guy who wins the game with the shot. He's sitting around not being good at it going, I'm the guy who won the shot. I hope somebody drives by and sees me.
But I was practicing. I was getting better. Yeah. I mean, I just wasn't very naturally gifted at basketball. I kind of always sucked. But
or at dancing. But like,
well,
you know.
Well, no, I take that back. I'm not a bad dancer. I can dance.
Okay.
Oh, I just am curious.
Adam, I think you're a pretty good basketball player. Just aside.
Hey, thanks, Blake.
Yeah. I've seen worse.
Yeah, well, yeah. We've seen, yeah.
We've seen worse. I'm definitely one of those worst players, for sure.
Man, I'm so glad we went down that.
Me too.
I'm still...
He's still there.
I'm glad that that Blake brought up the Emmys dance, because that was one of the weirdest days of my life, where, like, 3 days, maybe a week before, they were like, hey, I think someone must have fell out. And like they needed to fill a segment, and
Josh Gad
for sure dropped out. The Emmys asked me to do like a song and dance number to present the I don't even know. I can't remember what it was for.
Best song in a movie?
No, it was best. It was for Emmys, so it was
musical
TV.
Or comedy.
Yeah, it was musical or comedy, exactly. And so I did a huge song and dance number, and I had like 2 days to learn it, and it's insane, by the way. It's like the craziest thing. Like 50 dancers come out. There's the giant mass singer. I have to like do a great flip song over someone. Samantha Bee's there. It's so weird. But then the weirdest part is like looking is right before I'm about to start. I look out and just see Michael Douglas just staring at me. just like the sea of famous people looking back at you going, what the fuck is this? As I'm like singing and dancing and doing a thing.
Oh, man.
And then looking out and just seeing the every famous person you've ever seen in your life.
Was Michael Douglas giving you like a courtesy smile?
No.
Great work, Adam.
Guess what all those people are in the audience? They're potential scouts.
They were all scouting. That's what I was thinking. I was like, they're all going to fucking find me, dude.
They are scouting you. They're judging you. They are.
If you're like, if I could have a little audience participation, countdown, 3, 2, 1, and then you shoot a fireball.
Yeah, I got to hit the final closing number. No, I remember Michael Douglas being not into my song and dance. Admittedly.
Unresponsive.
Admittedly, it was so weird. Like, because I watched the show up until they're like, okay, and it's 15 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever until and then they took me backstage. And like, it's the most Hollywood thing you can do because there's like chorus girls and there's like professional dancers and singers like that are accompanying me. And then it's just like you go on stage and it's spotlight is on you and you look out and there's like every famous person you could even imagine is just in the audience.
Yeah.
And it was the fucking weirdest thing.
Sinbad was there?
I wish.
Every person, I imagine.
If you can imagine it, it's on the internet.
Yeah, because, and then I watched before and it was like nothing was like that. There was not, it's not like a big song and dance Emmys where you're like, yeah, we're used to seeing like it's spectacle. It's like very much down the middle. And then I come out and I'm the song and dance man. Meanwhile, I'm up for nothing. It's not like I'm also up for an Emmy, so you would suspect that I'm a reason that I'm there. And then I just did this fucking bizarro song and dance.
That's wild.
Yeah, man.
Legendary.
That was dope. I thought that was dope. You did it.
You got an Emmy from me, pal.
And I'm just saying, I wouldn't have been there if I didn't imagine that the dance scouts were there at Aunt Cindy's wedding in 1992.
Yep. There we go.
Some people understand visualization. Some people don't.
It's weird that you guys think that those are correlated. I'm not saying that it can't get you there. I'm saying you're not doing it for it. You're doing it for you.
What do you mean? That's still a physical act.
You're doing it for the attention of the thing.
That's still a physical act that you have to perform and be precise, just like a sport.
That is correct, but you're doing it for the people as opposed to yourself.
Well, why don't you cry about it?
That's
when
it.
When you're in a sport, like some people do, but he does it for his own
enjoyment
as well as for the people. Like, it's both. It's the same fucking thing. It's so bizarre to me that you don't see this.
Okay, ready? How about this? The dude who was surfing the Mavericks for like 10 years before everybody.
When he just would go out there and do it. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get him on the horn right now.
Okay.
And find out if he was
ring,
like,
ring. What's up?
I just always imagined everyone watching me, or if he was out there just fucking surfing.
No, he might be going, oh, there's a big one.
Right. You have to get into that performer's head
no, you
to
don't.
Understand what it is. Yeah, you do. big wave surfing wasn't a thing until that documentary came out. That documentary made big wave surfing a thing in the sports art. You know what I mean?
Mom, Dad, I hate it when we fight.
I know. And I'm wondering if he was like, I'm doing this so that someday it becomes a thing, or if he was like, I'm doing this because I love this.
Yeah, of course.
This is what I think. I feel like this is a battle that would only be solved at the point of where you two would fight to death, with which would bring me to a new subject.
All right.
That we slightly discussed over text, but if we were all four of us to be a fight to the death cage match where you get to choose a weapon. Mm. What weapon are you bringing to the table? What weapon can you wield masterfully?
Well, hang on. Is this fight in front of a bunch of people?
Okay.
Thank God.
So I'll do well.
I'm just bringing their positive vibes.
I like that.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
See, what I'll do.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
What I'll do is I'll imagine that there's a scout out there, a fighting scout. And
yes, yeah, right. Don King.
It's Nitro from American Gladiators.
That Nitro's out there. He's judging the whole situation. I'm imagining Nitro's out there, and I have to win this fight for Nitro, and that'll give me the motivation I need to succeed. And my answer is those little knife things that Raphael had. Cool but rude, Ralph.
Size. Oh, size.
Yeah, size.
Oh, size.
Oh, size.
I like your size.
Those are tight. Also, what Donatello had, just a big ass stick, that works because you can poke people, you can hit them from far away.
Bow staff.
Yeah.
Did you watch Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, I didn't know any of
their weapon names.
I know nunchucks.
See, that's the only way I can answer this question is imagine myself as an action figure and what comes in the package with me.
Yeah.
I would rock Leonardo's sharp long medals.
I'll take sharp long medals. Yeah, when I imagine myself as an action figure and what comes with me, I think I'm going like fucking raw with like a baseball bat with some fucking sharp metals in the end of it so I can swing the fuck out of that.
You're a Casey Jones.
Right. Casey Jones with blades at the end of the bat.
Is that a Jose Canseco bat?
Tell me you didn't pay money for this.
Well, here's the issue with just having a baseball bat with blades of sorts is what I'm going
to
do.
Yeah, I'm definitely fabricating my own thing. I know that. There's a lore to my weapon.
That's okay.
And that's fine.
We'll allow him to tear your lore apart real quick.
Go ahead. And that's fine. Is what I would do is you would swing. You'd swing at me, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'd slide using my fourth grade honed dance maneuvers that I've honed through the years at random weddings looking for scouts. Mm-hmm. And I would slide on my knees right after you swung the bat. I'd stay out of bat reach. Then I'd slide in with my size and cut at them thighs.
Size to the thighs.
That's cool.
Size to the thighs, babe. Yeah. Just two on each thigh. Just tick-tack.
Okay.
Not even worry about the dick. I'm not worried about the dick. I'm like if you cut the inner thighs.
Thank you.
And then you shred down.
Thank you, though, by the way. Right. Thank you for not.
You might want to worry about
it. No, I'm saying if I know Kyle, and I do, I might hit the tip.
Thank you.
Hey, I might hit the tip. But this guy's a droopy dog. He's got a droopy, thank sad.
Way down.
It's not necessarily long. It's like a sad sack. It's like a.
Okay. I'll still say thank you.
You're
going
to pin the sack to the thigh?
Yeah, I'm going to pin the side to the thigh.
I'm wearing boots.
You have boots, okay.
Thigh-high boots?
Yeah. I'm wearing boots. I'm wearing like steel-toe boots.
Steel-toe boots, but thigh-high boots? Is it protecting?
I'm going to stomp your fucking head in, player.
Oh.
But if someone had a mallet and they just hit your fucking steel toe, it chops the toes off.
Ooh, that's good. So what's yours? Okay, what other weapons? We got one weapon.
Machine gun.
What the fuck?
No. It has to be.
You're talking hand to hand?
It's a hand to hand.
Yeah, it has to be.
That's smart, though. That was really smart. This.
Thank you. Yeah, I would. Atomic Mom.
You're that kid at school. You remember that kid?
I would have 5 atomic pops and blow you up.
You can't stop because I have an infinity grenade.
Yeah. A force field.
What would I have?
Damn.
Just a one nightstick.
Like the big boss man? What?
No,
the?
Like the what are the guardian angels or whatever?
Oh yeah, that's a good look.
What about this? What about a fire hose? Mm-hmm. You just have a fucking...
just a but hose. Then you got to come with some sort of fucking water tank, too. That no, comes
I,
with...
I would have a blade of some sort for sure.
Yeah, because remember, this is a fight to the death. But that's and your like, vehicle. To kill somebody, you're going to have to really hit them a lot.
With water?
With the water. You're going to have to drown them.
Could a vehicle be your weapon?
No, Kyle. No.
Yeah, I would have a jumbo jet. And I would just fly into you.
Yeah, yeah, right. I mean, like, that's what I'm wondering. Whereas, like, that's the bonus set when you get my vehicle, which is obviously a Tesla.
I suppose it has to be, like, medieval weaponry of sorts.
Yeah, I would combat. Have one, like, katana-sized sword that's, like, light that I can fucking work with. Mm-hmm. And then in the other hand, I would have a short dagger-type blade that I could kind of jab with, slit throats. Yeah.
That's a good combo.
Yes.
Like a carbon fiber.
Well, that would...
No, it'd be carpet. It'd be carpet liger blood.
I feel if we did have a fight to the death, I would get murdered pretty quickly. I think you guys would murder me pretty quickly. I think
it would be so scary.
I think Durs and Kyle would... And we, Blake and I would die fairly quickly. No, you would die. You might die before me.
I'm not dying.
No,
I'm not dying.
I think Blake's going to come out.
No, Blake
trolled before trolling was a thing. The motherfucker's got the brain power to handle this.
I've got psychological warfare.
Yeah, he's sneaky.
But I also need to know, what, like, are we allowed to have armor, shields? Like, can we wear...
Well, this is the wardrobe, though. What's your weapon?
No, we're fighting nude. Greco-Roman nude.
What's your weapon, Blake? Before we get into armor, what's your weapon?
Well, I have to know, because if you guys are in full plate, that is going to change what weapon I grab off the rack.
You're not. You're in a Speedo.
Yeah, I had boots on.
Then I think I would go, can I have a shield?
Sure.
If it's a Speedo-shaped shield of Lycra.
Well, you can have a shield. Of course you could.
Because I would probably go with a small shield, you know, that I could wield with one arm, and then like a machete.
You guys, now we're getting into two weapons, though, by the way. Is this okay?
Oh, is it a one weapon thing?
I thought it was. I said one baseball bat. I didn't know. Then you had...
Well, I had size, and that's there's two size. So.
You said steel toe boots.
Oh, so mine is baseball bat and steel toe boots with spikes on it, then.
Yeah.
Oh, sick spikes boots. Those are so fucking tight.
Yeah.
Like the 90s fucking, action
like,
movies.
Tree climber boots, you know, where you grip in. And so it's like spikes on top. So when I kick with the toe, you're fucked. Yeah. And if I step on you, you are fucking cheese grated, player.
Yeah, but you can't pull your fucking fat ass foot out of the ground. You're going to be walking hella slow and clompy.
I'll stand my ground. I'm not afraid of that.
Yeah, but then those boots are for nothing. You're going to stand your ground. If you can't high fly karate kick, you're not doing shit. And I've seen you.
I'm not a fucking high fly. Anyways, my whole
then why'd you pick boots, you dumbo?
So I can stand there and fucking crush people, dude. I'll hit them with the baseball bat and finish them with the boots. What is the problem?
Gosh. Okay,
what's the problem with my method?
Okay, seems stupid. That's what
seems stupid. You seem stupid.
If we can only pick one weapon, I'm gonna go with a warhammer, I believe is what I'll go with.
The classic warhammer,
which is exactly what.
It's it's a medieval, it's kind of like an axe, but it has a hammer on one end and then maybe a little spike on the back.
You're going to want a blade, because if someone gets in close combat, they just grab the handle. If you're swinging it down, they grab the handle close to you and stop it. And then they go with that short blade.
Yeah. And then they take their sigh to the thigh.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Till you cry.
What kind of experience do you have with a sai, though? Do you have any experience wielding a sai?
Hey, how much experience do you have with a warhammer, motherfucker? No.
Okay, but warhammer. Fine. I'm going to machete. I'm going back to machete.
Machete is a fantastic answer, and yes. I think that'll be my third weapon.
A machete.
Right. I'm there with you, Blake.
That's me.
I'm going to have that dick knife from Seven.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm just going to chase you boys around.
I'm going to have the glaive from Kroll. That could shoot lasers and fly at you and then come back to me.
This is like
Predator 2?
Yeah.
I know this is like
Danny Glover on a GT?
This is a bad weapon, but is there like a brass knuckles that are also like a blade? You know what I mean? That you can like...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a knife that has brass knuckles handles.
Dude, I think that I'm changing my machete for that. Actually, no, that's a bad idea because I got a sword. I got a baseball bat that I'm swinging.
Have you guys ever gotten in a fight with anything besides fists?
Like beer bottle breaking?
Yeah, or anything besides like, you know, because I got in a bunch of fights, but it was all like I was a kid, like a true like fourth, fifth, sixth grader. Mm-hmm. So I never really, and we were just, you know, fist fighting or like maybe I hit a kid with a book or something, but it was never.
Right. Have you ever pulled out?
Yeah.
Yeah, you threw a kid down the stairs with a book, right? Or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I hit a kid.
What was it?
Oh, we might have told this story on the podcast. I'm not sure.
Allegedly.
My aunt, a few Thanksgivings ago, came up to me and was like, hey, do you know Brian? Allegedly. That was his last name. And I was like, yeah. He was my bully in high school. And she goes, he told me right. he works. I
oh,
work
yeah.
with
this
him.
This is the one bully.
Yeah, and you were his one bully. And I evidently bullied him, which I thought he was my bully. So we both were just bullying each other. I know I've told this story before, but
so everyone's heard this part, but I don't think you told what you did to him.
Yeah. So, he like was bullying me and my dad told me that like, I have to hit him first. My mom was like, only hit him if he hits you first. My dad's like, you're much smaller than him. Definitely hit him first. Scare the shit out of him. Like beat the shit out of him. And then he won't hurt you anymore. And I'm like, got it. Mm-hmm. So then the next day at school, I took my book out and from my backpack and went up to him as he was sitting down in a desk and just clubbed him in the side of the head with it, like almost knocking him out. And then like a week later, I see him at the top of a staircase and I fucking 300 style kicked him down the staircase and he like dislocated his shoulder. So yeah. And
how does it feel? Oh, how does it feel to know that you were a bully?
Yeah. So I was for sure his bully. In hindsight, I realized that. But at the time I was like, he was bullying.
You're a fucking dickhead.
He was bullying me, Kyle.
He didn't hit you with a book or kick you downstairs, player.
No, he hit me with his fist. He hit me.
Who's the bully?
Is this our murder podcast right here, dude?
He hit me with his fist first. So yeah, did I deserve that?
I don't know,
this
man.
This sounds like a movie reveal, like the likes of Fight Club, where like all of a sudden your face is on his body. Like you thought you were at the bottom of the stairs and he was looking down on you. Yeah.
What's cool is Adam was just bringing up kind of like an eye for an eye, but he just hit him and Adam then threw him upstairs. Yeah, so it's kind of like an eye for a shoulder.
Good job, Dennis.
Well, also, yeah, my dad just gave me real piss poor advice.
Kill him. You could kill him.
Well, I do say that's like my dream role is like the movie Fear. Like I feel like I do well with something like that where you remember that movie Fear with Mark Wahlberg where he's just like everybody kind of likes him and he's like the new boyfriend and he's cute and everyone's like, yeah, he's a nice guy. I think I do well with like, oh no, we like him. You look at him, little cute. He's good for you. And then I'm a fucking lunatic.
Then you start carving shit into your chest.
And then I imagine there's all kinds of like serial killer scouts out there looking for me and I'm going to be like the number
one.
You got
to be the best.
Now I can kill him. But yeah, Mark Wahlberg was just dripping with sexual energy.
So what, am I not, motherfucker?
And has he stopped?
I don't think you're dripping with it. I think there's an energy. I think there's some sexualness.
There is sexual. I mean, your DMs. Your DMs are fucking
dripping. Swallow your whole dick and balls hole.
Oh, man, that was the whole thing, was the dad was like, this kid can fuck.
Yeah, it was really a dad getting over the fact that his daughter's getting completely railed by
And I don't know if that's cool anymore. I think you got to let her just kind of do her thing.
Yeah, that's the new movies. The dad sees just like a honky beefcake that you can just tell just lays it down. And the dad's like, I applaud you, son.
Have at it.
Have at it. Yeah, I don't care.
Not him. It's not about the daughter.
It's the daughter's choice, not the dad.
You can have her. I bless this. I'm saying that he goes, hey, daughter.
It's up to you.
Just wrap it up.
It's up to you. And he should have had it if you are okay with that. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Or.
That's a good movie.
The dad gets on AOL Instant Messenger and starts like getting after it. And then
he's like, age, sex, location. And he's like, 17, your daughter's bedroom.
Yeah. So the dad to get the dude that he's not into dating his daughter, he tricks the boyfriend into meeting him in the parking lot
seduces him. Cyber seduce.
Yeah.
And he goes, you've been cybered.
But then he shows up with fucking spiky boots on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now we're talking. See, it comes full circle.
Kicks him right in the fucking nards.
Yeah, if it goes to series, Kyle will do the pilot and dip.
I'm out. Give me the mailbox money, buddy.
Just hit me with that EP credit.
No, we've already moved on. You're off the project.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. I didn't even get the opportunity. But I will claim I'm the guy who will cut to the audience during a sitcom. I would love to do that.
I'd like that.
I feel like that was done. No? Didn't, who was it? Chelsea Peretti? Or I guess that was a comedy special.
Yeah, I mean, you've done good cutaways. But if you're like in a scene in Dan and Roseanne's kitchen and all of a sudden you cut to some randoms laughing after a good joke in the audience, like that's fucking...
Sharing snacks they snuck in.
Yeah, that is groundbreaking shit right there.
I'm into
that. That is silly stuff.
I'll be in that sitcom for sure.
You see the hype man, the like audience warm-up guy, just like waiting for his cue, just... Not laughing too hard, just like, fuck, I wish I was up there.
Remember that was like, that was one of our initial very first ideas when we were trying to think of show ideas way, way back in the day, where it was like LA Sketch Group. And we were a sketch comedy group who the whole show is us trying to put on a show. And then like you would see some sketches or like half of a sketch, but then mostly it's like what's happening backstage and us changing into costumes and dealing with like getting people into the show. And like, I feel like it's not a bad idea. I love meta shit like that.
And for those listeners at home trying to steal this, we registered this with the Writers Guild of America West, baby.
Sorry, oh, yeah. It's ours. We're on the project.
That was on the project.
We've got to register this before someone steals this idea.
This has to be registered.
I mean, I hope this whole podcast, all the gold we turn out, is registered, like our Cyber Dad movie.
Our Cyber Dad movie fucking rocks, dude.
As long as we get Mark Wahlberg as the dad this time.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that'd be cool. That's a great little send-up, inside baseball send-up.
That guy doesn't stop working, so he's a veil.
What was his last gig? What's his last thing he did? It's been a minute since I've clocked in with old Marky Mark.
Didn't he do a big-ass Netflix movie?
He's always doing shit. He's nonstop, baby.
He's got to be up to something.
And the stall tactics have kicked in. What's he doing? He is constantly working. Obviously, the last thing he was working on, I don't know what he's been up to either.
No, he was in like, what is that, like Instant Family? Or he was in that big...
The fuck? Is that Quibi?
Honestly, I think he's been working on his Instagram a lot, and then he's been working on his body a lot.
Yeah. He was in Spencer Confidential.
I feel like that did well, right?
That was the big Netflix thing, Spencer.
Yeah, and then he was in Instant Family, then Mile 22, then All the Money in the World, then Daddy's Home 2.
Okay, now you got me.
Transformers, and that's all Transformers, and that's all within the last 3 years. The guy is churning movies out.
Yeah.
Transformers was no good.
Huh.
Daddy's Home was cool. I like that.
Wait, you saw the latest Transformers?
Yeah, I watched it.
No shit.
Yeah.
You're still on that train, or like you just watched it because it was on?
I was having meetings to do those movies. You know what I mean? And it was like, I got to go watch them. And when I watched them, I was like...
Let me guess.
I'll do the first 10 minutes, and then I'm... Somebody else take over.
You're off the project.
No, there was. I really liked the Bumblebee one, like the one that they went back in time and did the origin. I thought that was a really good one, and I was excited to possibly do the Optimus Prime.
Well, you thought it was called Optimus
I thought it was Optimus Truck one.
The Optimus Prime.
Optimus. Trying.
Yeah, I biffed that one.
This is how Kyle prepares for big meetings. He's like, I know all about the comics.
Yeah.
And he made a poster that said, go ahead and trime me. And they're like, you got it wrong.
Yeah, I think your franchise is in trouble, but you got the right guy, okay? The Mark Wahlberg one sucked, but I'm here to do... I like the Bumblebee, the yellow one, and then what I'd really like to do is the Optimus truck.
Did that robot just turn into a car? That car's a robot.
If that's possible, I'd love to do the Optimus truck one.
The motorcycle's a robot, too. And that airplane over there's a robot.
Wahlberg's incredible. How did he get? I mean, I get that he's like a hunky dude, but he
Optimus Prime.
He always sounds like he's whispering and he's out of breath. His voice is out of control.
Oculus Prime.
Oculus Prime. Yeah, I'm doing the Oculus Prime.
The thing about Mark Wahlberg when he was Marky Mark, he was doing wasn't he doing underwear modeling?
Oh yeah,
yeah, he was Calvin Klein.
Oh, don't act like you don't know. Wasn't he?
Yeah. Wasn't he?
Wasn't he? That's how you were luring guys into those chat rooms back in the day.
Hey, it's me, Marky Mark.
Underwear model, Marky
I swear
Mark.
To God. I swear to God, it's me.
Yo, he did the fucking, he performed at the MTV Rock and Jock B-Ball Jam and basically like ran around with his pants at his ankles in those underwear. And I was like,
that's right.
This dude is winning.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Man,
I
that
mean, what
guy.
Was he, 22, 20, what the fuck ever? I don't know.
His body was grown.
Oh,
I know that. God.
Damn. And we wonder why we have like dudes crawling in our DMs.
Oh my God.
This is the most homoerotic podcast. Or it's just me.
Bring on the dudes.
I don't know. I'd like to believe that it's also happening to you guys and you guys just aren't admitting it.
You know, that's for me to know.
No, I don't have as many followers as you guys. I got nobody engaging in my social media.
Hey, guys out there, if you think Kyle's a hottie with a body, yeah, go ahead and slide in his DMs and we'll talk about you on the pod, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want all the gay dudes that are offering, I was going to say threatening, but no, they're offering. Mm-hmm. They're offering to swallow my dick and balls whole and to tongue my butthole while my dick and balls are in their mouth. Fly on over to Kyle's Instagram and offer him up something.
Yeah, what's your at? What's your at, Kyle?
Kyle Newachek, just my name.
Why don't you go on over to at Kyle Newachek's Instagram and tell him what you want to do with his veggies that he just pulled out of his garden.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, baby.
And next week we'll read the top five comments. And
all right.
I don't want any sounds straight good guys going on there trying to be funny. We'll know.
We'll know.
We will know.
We'll do some deep diving. We want the real deal. We want you to actually offer up that throat if you'd like. Only if you'd like, allegedly.
Yeah.
Right. Guys, is there any take back?
Speaking of take backs.
Take backs.
Don't send us anything.
Or what's the third one we say?
Right, yeah. It's take backs, apologies, compliments, and apologies.
I'd like to take
man
back.
Apologize.
When I said offering that throat, that was a little aggressive. I'd like to immediately take that back. But I would like to compliment Kyle for standing up for me as a fourth grade boy, or maybe even second grade boy, dancing at my aunt's wedding. Imagining that there's a fun dance scout out there because I'm just a little boy with a big imagination. And Kyle, I would like to thank you for that.
No problem.
Big compliment to you.
No problem. I appreciate that.
Thank
I always
you, Kyle.
Got your back. You know, I know the hard work you put
singing
into
and,
this
and
industry mm-hmm. and into your craft. Mm-hmm. And I know it started way back then. And as your director and coach, I respect
wow.
that in a major way.
I've for the record, I've never punched you, Adam.
that was wasted. I don't drink anymore, Adam. And that was that, you know.
That's fine. That was many years ago. And you didn't land the punch because you're an actually very bad fighter. I saw that punch coming from 12 miles away.
Oh, very drunk.
Size to the thighs.
I had a baseball bat.
Size to the thighs.
Size to the thighs.
If I had my baseball bat and fucking spiky boots, I would have gotcha.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna go to the other end of the argument, and I'm gonna compliment Anders for standing his ground in what he was saying. Yeah. You know, it was strange to see you guys go at each other and not bend, but it was kind of hot.
Yeah.
So
I feel like Kyle just wanted to go at it. I feel like he's a little bored and needed some action. And I will compliment him on knowing that I'm always down for action, baby.
Let's go.
Yes. I want to compliment you as well for going and sparring with me on that because it was fun. And I think I see what you're saying a little bit now. So I'm starting to bend.
And I want to compliment everyone at home for listening
for
to that.
Going
just,
through
just
that.
Bearing
yeah.
with us. Yeah. But hey, this is these are real friendships. You know, you don't always... have smart friends.
You know, in all honesty, you don't always see eye to eye, and some people like to spar in conversation, and that is where it should be left. At the end of the day, if I wasn't virtually away from you, Anders, I would force you to hug me.
And I would love hugging you in that sick cinchilla snap tee fleece you got on there, pal.
Baby, it's so cozy.
I'd like to compliment Durs on just really like shitting on a little fourth grade boy and just his dream of dancing. And, you know, to really taking that little kid to task.
That's a weird compliment. That kid threw a man down the stairs and killed him. Fuck that kid.
And sort of, you know, taking every little kid that's out there with a dream, taking them down a peg or two, because that's important.
Look, I'll say this, and I say this constantly around my household. No dreams here. No dreams here. Just reality. You got a dream? How about you turn that into a reality?
You know what? I think you're the dad in the new Fear movie. You got the part. You booked
you
it.
You got the part.
All right. Thank you. Sorry, Mark. Wait a second. That's my part. Who's this guy?
Whoa. Oh, that was another great episode of This is important.
This is important.
See you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.